Okay, the after Avram Avinu came to the rescue, and he saves Lot from captivity of the four kings. The Torah tells us that Malki Tzedek, the king of Shalem, comes out to greet and thank Avram. And during the event, the Torah tells us about Malki Tzedek and the meal that he brings out to Avram. The pasuk says, "Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lechem VeYayin." He brings out the bread and wine. V'hu Kohen, and he was a Kohen. He was a priest Elyon to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the simple reading of the pasuk is the Torah is telling us that Malki Tzedek was a Kohen, a priest of Hashem, someone who dedicated to the Tovah service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Torah leaves this weird space of ambiguity because the pasuk is strange. I wouldn't have written the pasuk that way. If I was written the pasuk and I didn't want it to be jumbled, I would say, Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem Kohen LeElyon, that there was Malki Tzedek, the king of Shalem, who is a priest to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hotzi Lechem VeYayin, that he brings out bread and wine. Why do we cut off in the middle Malki Tzedek's title with the description that he brings out bread and wine? So the Gemara in Nedarim picks up on this in Daf Lamed Beis, and the Gemara says that the word Vahu is teaching us about the priesthood itself, that it belonged to Malki Tzedek, and it was going to end with him. Vahu, Kohen LeMelech Elyon. Only he is going to be the Kohen, and nobody else will, because Malki Tzedek made a mistake, because he should have praised the Kadosh Baruch Hu first, before praising Avram Avinu. But he messed up the order, and therefore he lost the kahuna, and it went from, as we know, Malki Tzedek was Shem ben Noach, was Noach's son, and the kahuna transferred from Shem ben Noach, and it went over to Avram Avinu, and therefore that's why the pasuk is split in two, to show that he wasn't actually the Kohen, and it didn't proceed down to his children. It was cut off, and it was moved over to Avram Avinu, because Malki Tzedek made the mistake of praising Avram Avinu and thanking him before thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there is also a beautiful insight in the name of Rav Meir of Premishlan, brought by the Spinker Rav, Rav Yosef Meir Weiss, in his Sefer Imre Yosef on this week's Parsha. And he brings a beautiful idea. He says there are many, many great tzaddikim who have many, many amazing characteristics, who forge their own paths of Avodas Hashem, different ways to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they're all pillars of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Each one excels in their specific area of serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And each tzaddik is special in his own right, and each one should be praised and lauded and respected for each thing that they bring to the table as well. But when these individual tzaddikim, when great people meet one another, and one tzaddik meets another one, and a great Torah scholar comes across a great Baal Chesed, or a great Torah scholar who's proficient in one area meets another one, very often there is an exchanging of ideas. One takes an idea from another, learns from the practice of another tzaddik, and tries to bring that avodah, that service of Hashem, into his own life as well. And Rav Meir of Premishlam explains as follows. That Malki Tzedek, or Shem ben Noach, as we know him, until that time, excelled in Limud HaTorah. He was an amazing masmid who dedicated himself yomam v'layla to Limud HaTorah. The famous of yeshiva, Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever, was the place that the Avos went to learn. A Rosh Yeshiva who was renowned for his diligence, dedication to Torah. And that's why Yaakov Avinu was able to sit and learn in the yeshiva of Malki Tzedek, the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, because that was a place that excelled in one thing, and that was Limud HaTorah. Sitting and learning, page over page over page, learning the Ratzon Hashem in depth, with seriousness, excelling to this great extent in learning Torah. And the service of Malki Tzedek, his avodah and his talmidim, was done with tefillah and Torah day and night, over and over again, continue learning, establishing yeshivas, and spreading the word of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, there's Avram Avinu, the pillar of Chesed, the Amud HaChesed, and Achnasas Orachim. His entire life, until that point, was purely dedicated to Chesed and showing Hashem's place in the world through Chesed and opening his tent on all four directions. He was so consumed with Chesed projects that he didn't even have time to learn. The Netziv famously writes in the Emek Davar that the Ruach HaKodesh of Avram Avinu was secondary to Sarah, because Avram was always engaged in Chesed. Sarah was contained within the tent. She was almost cut off from the influences of the outside world, and therefore she was able to work on herself and able to develop her own personal connection of Ruach HaKodesh and Nevuah with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Avram was in the trenches, in the college campuses, down there, really getting his sleeves rolled up, really dealing with people, inviting people over, talking with people, going to places that maybe a nice Jewish boy shouldn't always be hanging out, but he saw opportunities to bring people in and to go and bring people closer to Hashem through his chesed. Not leaving that much time for is Limra Torah. I'm sure Avram Avinu could hold himself with the best of them. But the potential ability, what he could have attained in Talmud Torah, in his own learning, might not have been as great. There was simply not enough time for Avram to learn Torah in the fashion of a Gadol Hador. But when the great tzaddik of Torah met this great tzaddik of Chesed, the two giants exchanged Kedusha, and they learned from one another. Avram saw and was mesmerized by what a masbin and a Rosh Yeshiva could accomplish. So Avram decided at that point to take upon himself the mantle of Torah. Avram said, look at Melchizedek. He's holding in every single sugya. He has a drush and a vort in every single parsha. He's holding in everything. That's amazing. And Avram said, I would like some of that as well. And therefore the Torah tells us that Avram did an about face. And he became Kohen La'el Elyon. The description is about Avram Avinu, says the Spinker Rav. It's not describing Melchizedek, and that's why there's a break regarding the meal that was brought out. Avram said, I want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu just like he did. Chesed is important, and I'm not going to step away from Chesed, but I see a Melchizedek, I see a Rosh Yeshiva like this, I want a piece of that as well. I want to grow to that extent. And the job of the Kohanim was to teach Torah, to inspire the nation in Limud HaTorah, and the phrase V'hu Kohen L'El Elyon is referring not to Melchizedek, but instead to Avram Avinu. And the Torah is telling us at this moment, these great giants combine their excellence and learning from what other one excelled in. And therefore the Torah says that it was Melchizedek, the Masmid, who brought out the bread and water. It wasn't Avram who talks about Hachnasas Orchim. Avram switches roles. It was the Masmid, the Rosh Yeshiva, who said, ah, Avram Avinu, I want to do Hachnasas Orchim. I want to bring out the food. I want to serve him. And in that quick moment, they switch roles, and they take what the other one has to offer, and they learn from the other tzaddik what the other one can offer to the world. And he learned from Avram Avinu that one should get into Chesed, bring out food and drink for those you encounter. And at that moment, the greatness of the Torah and the greatness of Chesed became intertwined in one body. Melchizedek, Shem ben Noach, takes on the Chesed of Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu, in that moment, takes on the Hasmada, the diligence in Limud HaTorah of Shem ben Noach, the great Rosh Yeshiva. And we need both sides. We need to ensure, first of all, that our chesed is informed by the Torah. Chesed is good and chesed is important. Chesed is a pillar of the world. But it needs to be a chesed that is informed through Limud HaTorah, that is based in Torah, that is guided by the Torah as well. But I really want to focus on, especially as we, at this time right now, people are commemorating the yahrzeit of Rav Ovadia Yosef, talk about Torah, Limud HaTorah, that informs one's, that chesed that informs through one's Limud HaTorah. Now, when a person learns Torah, and a person sits with a black gemara, sits with a sefer, goes to a shir, the Torah should inform a person's avos Yisrael, should inform a person's chesed. After learning Torah, a person should be more sensitive, should give him a greater ability to see the pain and suffering of another person. A person's limud Torah should never ever leave him cold-hearted, without feeling, without emotion. Great, great talmidei chachamim have emotion. They feel for another person, they cry when necessary, they open up their hearts, because their Torah, just like the Torah of Melchizedek, was informed with chesed, and their chesed, just like the chesed of Avram Avinu, is informed with Torah as well. I cannot think of a better example than Rav Ovadia Yosef, who would bend over backwards to find leniencies for people who needed after the Yom Kippur War in 1973. Rav Ovadia Yosef spent day and night writing up personal tshuvos, making phone calls, matering agunos of husbands who were lost in the Yom Kippur War, until he did not sleep until every last woman was found a heter to remarry, and he spoke with generals and commanders on the ground to figure out what happened, because that's a Torah that's informed through chesed. That's a Torah where he doesn't just sit by himself for his own learning, but he takes the Torah and he uses it to comfort people and to bring it to other people and to bring shalom and peace and happiness out to the world. And Rav Ovadia really was a pinnacle of this idea as well. His caring heart that guided him when to be strict, but most importantly, when to be lenient. His koach to hateir, his ability to find leniencies when appropriate, was not an abuse of power. It was rather a kiddush Hashem, because it showed us what the Torah should be and what the Torah can be. And Rav Ovadia was the result of what can happen when a Melchizedek and an Avram Avinu meet together in one person and create really a Kohen L'El Elyon, a Kohen that comes and serves a Kaddish Baruch. And that should be, hopefully for us as well, it should be a guiding light that after we finish a Seder, after we go to a Shir, whatever it may be, On a nighttime, we come out and we leave our homes and we come home to our house after leaving the Beis Medrash. Did the Torah make us kinder, more gentler people? People that are more sensitive, people that use the Torah and their own limud Torah to become greater people and to enter the ranks of a Malki Tzedek and an Avram Avinu.